For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome to the Monday Waffle. I'm Rachel Clifford and joined by Sam McManus.
Hello. Round 8 is in the books and a tight race is emerging for the finals with one regular season round to go.
Later on, we'll be joined by a star from Swan Districts, but first, let's take a look at the weekend's results.
South Freo has locked in the minor premiership with a win over East Perth, defeating them 85-63 after trailing at three-quarter time by 4 goals, Rach.
I know, Sam, it's absolutely massive. They finished 13-7, 85-99-63. So South Freo really ran over Royals in that last quarter. Some massive standouts as well. Take us through it.
Yeah, so for South Freo, Mason Shaw finished with 5 goals, Chad Pearson 22 touches, and Dylan Main 15 disposals and 2 goals. 8 goals in the last quarter. It's like the miracle on grass, but not as exciting.
Absolutely. So they've pretty much cemented their spot in the finals. Meanwhile, East Perth did blow their chances in that round, finishing 6th there. Couple of standouts though, Jackson Ramsey, 28 disposals and a big high of 10 tackles. Rowan Kerr, 27 disposals and 1 goal to his name. And Jaden Magro with 3 goals.
They've shot themselves in the foot, East Perth. They are now, it's mathematically impossible for them to make finals.
Which is unfortunate because it'd be nice to see them come through.
It is very unfortunate. But Subiaco will not have that issue. They defeated East Freo on Saturday 12-12-84 to 6-7-43. Carl Horsley again a standout, 26 disposals and 2 goals. Lee Kitchen, 26 touches. And Lachlan Delahunty, 19 disposals and 25 hitouts. So Subi are looking in the box seat, Rach, to get that fourth position because on the weekend they're facing West Perth, who have all but secured their position in the finals with their percentage. Perth would have to beat South Freo and have Subi lose to West Perth in order to make a spot in the finals. So who knows? It's still a huge round, but we're thinking that Subi is the favourite for that fourth spot on the ladder.
Yep, I completely agree. There are a lot of maths going on, but fingers crossed that Subi can pull through with the win. They've already had 4 wins and 3 losses, so not a great season for them. Nice to see them in the finals, though. And for that game, East Freo, a couple of standouts, Ambrose Ryan with 24 disposals and Milan Murdoch with 22 disposals and 5 tackles there.
Second place, Claremont had another win on the weekend, defeating West Perth 72-41. Jai Bolton, 37, we spoke to him last week, 37 disposals. He continues to impress. Bailey Rogers, my old skipper, 27 disposals. He looks like Ben Cousins when he's out there, to be honest, according to me. Arches that back and goes for a run. And Alec Waterman, former Eagle and Jake Waterman's brother, had 16 disposals and 4 goals. Mm-hmm. Impressive.
Big standout there for me is Jai Bolton. 37 disposals. That's his highest he's had this season. That's massive. Doesn't get a lot of goals, but he's running around doing something, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he kicked 2 last week with 37 touches in 16-minute quarters.
That's big.
That's impressive. That is very impressive. For West Perth, Blake Wilhelm, 23 disposals, 8 marks, and Aaron Black had 22 touches. West Perth still fighting for third spot, but you'd think they'd have it locked in now with a win and percentage over both Subi and Perth.
And for the Swans, they defeated Perth 11-9-75 to 7-6-48. A couple of standouts with Jesse Turner, 27 disposals and 6 marks. Frank Anderson had 24 touches, 8 tackles, and Corey Galt, who we will speak to later on, has 21 disposals and had 25 hitouts. So again, Corey's having a big impact in the hitout.
He's having
there.
A career year, isn't he, Corey Galt? He's very impressive. I'm looking forward to speaking to him. Perth, Fraser McInnes continues to impress, 16 disposals, 19 hitouts and a couple of goals. And Logan McDonald, well.
Friend of the podcast, isn't he?
It's inevitable that he's getting drafted now, in my opinion. 3 goals. He just continues to do it week in, week out for Perth. They might be able to get over South Freo and get their spot in the finals, but it would be a huge win if they could do it.
Logan's going to have to take the reins, isn't he? Kick a massive couple of bags.
Kick 12, mate. Kick 12.
He'll definitely have to learn to kick that bag as he's been picked up by the WA National Combine earlier last week.
He's earned it.
Yeah, absolutely.
7 games, 18 years of age, 20 goals, just coming second in the leading goal kicker award. Is that, you'd call it an award, I guess? You could?
Yeah, it's called the, it's got a name, Bernie Naylor.
I'm sorry, Bernie. I forgot your medal name. I'm sorry. I'm sure you did a lot to earn that. But yes, Logan, good luck to him.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It is now time for our feature interview. He's a giant.
Absolutely. 6 foot six, 200 centimetres to be precise.
100 kegs. Former Collingwood player, managed 6 games for them after getting drafted in the 2013 rookie draft. Unfortunately, his AFL career was cut short due to injury, but he's been starring in the Waffle this year. We're speaking to Swan District's ruckman, Corey Galt.
Thanks for joining us today, Corey. So we'll kickstart. You had a big upset on the weekend against the Demons. That was your second win of the season. How did you think you went?
I thought we performed pretty well as a team. We were pretty disappointed with our efforts against East Perth the week before. So we really wanted to respond. And also being Matt Riggio's 200th game, we wanted to send him, perform well for him as well. So with those two elements put together, I think that was kind of the catalyst to us performing well as a team.
You're sitting in just outside the top four, but you can't make finals this year. Was it interesting getting a win on the weekend despite the fact you can't make finals, and do you still take some positives from that?
Yeah, for sure. We wanted to really finish off well in the back half of the season. We had a pretty tough draw to start the season and had a few close losses. And so, if a few of those kind of losses went our way, we'd be in the mix for finals. But our main focus was finishing off the year strong, and so we can kind of leap into next year with a bit of positivity. So that's been our main focus for the last few weeks, is trying to finish off on a really good note.
Well, you definitely put Perth's spot in the top four in doubt there, so that was a good effort. You mentioned earlier it was Matt Riggio's 200th game. Can you tell us a little bit about him and his leadership in the group?
Yeah, so he's been the captain for the last 2 years, co-captain with Tony Knight and then Dave Ellard the year before, and he really brings that really tough edge to the leadership group. He's almost in the mould of a Luke Hodge type, where he really leads by example, he's demanding of all the players, he's hard at the contest. And so I think with him out there, the players walk a lot taller. And being able to do that over 200 games, he's a real inspiration for our young guys coming through.
What a glowing endorsement being compared to Luke Hodge. You'd love to. Have you told him that to his face?
No, I haven't actually.
You might get some brownie points from your skipper if you do that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll have to mention it to him.
Now, Corey, you've been having a great year yourself. You're averaging 19 touches and 32 hitouts. What would you say is your biggest strength on the field?
That's a good question. I think my mix of obviously height, but also athleticism and being able to move around the body, around the ground, is probably one of my biggest strengths. You've got your Scott Joneses of the world, who's your 205 and 110 kilos, but then you've also got your Lockie Delahunties, who pretty much play as an extra midfielder. So I think you've got a real mix of those type of ruckmen throughout the Waffle. So I think my ability to be able to match it with those kind of guys, the different abilities of those two guys, I think that's probably a strength area of mine as well.
So you were picked up by Collingwood a couple of years back and played about 6 games. And we know you had a tough try with injury runs there. How does that sort of help with your professionalism? You've come back to play for your good old Swans. What was that like playing for Collingwood?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. I got drafted as a 19-year-old and was pretty raw, to be honest. I was only about 86 kilos and didn't really know what it took to train or play at an AFL level. So the first year in particular, was all about just developing my body, putting weight on and trying to get my body up to the level of AFL. But in doing so, I put on probably about 10 kilos in the first 6 months or so. And then my lower body couldn't really adapt to it. So with that extra weight, I started developing osteitis pubis and really struggled with that over the next 3 years or so. And so I was still playing VFL footy, but we didn't really know what it was. We couldn't really diagnose it. We couldn't really get it under control. And so I went in for a few operations and things like that. And it was just an ongoing process over three years or so. And then by the end of probably that time, I started getting a few AFL games, but couldn't quite get into the team due to form and another few injuries. I broke my collarbone and struggled with a bit of concussion as well towards the end there as well. So
that's tough. Was it just a case of, were you putting on too much mass on the top half of your body and your legs couldn't handle it? Is that where the osteitis pubis came from?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of everything. I think it was the training loads as well go up, you know, tenfold really. So it was a bit of everything, the extra weight, the extra training, all those type of things adding up. I think that all contributed. And I probably was a bit naive towards my body as well. Like, I was trying to train through a bit of pain, which then developed into a, you know, more and more kind of soreness. And I thought, well, I just kept putting it off. And then all of a sudden I had osteitis pubis. So, you know, as I've gotten older, I've understood my body a little bit better and can kind of pick up those hot spots a little bit better. But being a young 19-year-old, you're just trying to push through and trying to train every session. So it was probably a bit of naivety as well.
So I guess don't overload and don't skip leg day either.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you can't miss leg day, that's for sure.
So, Corey, we asked Claremont midfielder Jai Bolton this last week, and we wanted to know who was the worst chat on field at your club?
Oh, on field. Oh, George Hansen loves to dish it out a bit. I don't know if it's worst chat or the best chat. It's hard to distinguish sometimes, but yeah, George Hansen would definitely be out there.
Can you disclose what he's saying?
Probably not. Probably, yeah.
Bit inappropriate for Monday Waffle. Yeah. That's always the best sledge, though. What's the worst sledge you've ever received that you can actually say on air?
I don't get too much sledging. I haven't had a lot of sledging happen to me. But it's more about the ruckman getting into me or getting over top of me in the ruck contest or something like that. But yeah, I don't really dish it out, so I don't get too much coming back. But when I was over east playing in the VFL, I got to play a couple of years. I think it was just 1 year actually with Ben Hudson, who used to play at the Western Bulldogs, Brisbane.
Yeah,
he might have had a few other clubs as well, but he was one of the best sledges I've ever heard, and he'd throw out hundreds and hundreds over the season, and he was a ripper.
It's time for the Monday Waffle News.
We hope you enjoyed our chat with Swan District Ruckman Corey Galt. News. Rach, some news on the injury front.
That's right. Just a couple from the weekend. John Griffin was actually rested prior to the game with a little bit of general soreness, and you'd expect that from a small senior player. Hopefully he can get
up.
Are
you calling him old?
No, not old, senior. So senior, like, he's got experience. He's not old yet.
So, like, senior's card? That's 60 plus.
No, he's not there yet. Senior player. He's a pretty good veteran for them. Hopefully he'll get up next week and help them out. Kane Mitchell also came off with an ankle injury. Mm. So interested to hear more on that.
Another former AFL player with an injury. And another former AFL player, Chris Masson, will still be out, we're thinking, for the season. But there'll be a few more weeks for him to get right. So maybe if Perth feature, fingers crossed, later in the year, Chris Masson can get back. Just reiterating the news you probably already know, but the grand final will be held at Fremantle Community Bank Oval on the 4th of October, which is South Freo's home ground. They're looking pretty unbeatable at the moment.
They've not lost a game.
No, and they were close last weekend, but they just kicked those 8 goals in the last quarter, so you wouldn't want to be up against them. Just like in the AFL, you wouldn't want to be up against Brisbane at the moment, playing their grand final at the Gabba. It's pretty ridiculous, let's just say that. I reckon it should be held in Perth, but of course I'd say that because I am an Eagles supporter. Rach, let's do our tips. Who have you got for Royals versus Peel?
All right, for round 9, I'm going to go for the Royals. How about you?
Royals, lead of all oval 230. I reckon they'll get the job done over the Thunder. West Perth versus Subi at Joondalup, that'll be heard on Sport FM, 2:30. I reckon I'm going to go with, it's a tight game. Second versus third. Third versus fourth. I'm going to go with West Perth.
Oh, okay. I'm sort of thinking the same boat. West Perth will really want to secure that win. So I'll go West Perth as well. Perth versus South Frio.
Perth.
Mm-hmm. Do you
Perth,
think?
Yeah. Because I want West Perth to beat Subi and Perth to beat South Frio so they can take that fourth spot. Come on, boys.
I don't know if that'll impact them that much, but I'm going to go South Frio, and that is 4:30 at Mineral Resource. I guess Perth have their home grounds as an advantage, but missing a couple of star players there.
Mm.
South Frio will pull through, just to mark my words.
Come on, Logan. Logan kicked 17, mate. And then East Frio versus Swans. It'll be shown on Channel 7 at 2:05 at New Choice Homes. Who have you got?
I've got Swans. I think Swans can pull through another game.
I think Swans will win back-to-back games on the back of Corey Galt's 85 hitouts. Set a new record.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Corey, our new favourite. That game's on Sunday as well, so day after the big couple of games, and 2:05 at New Choice Homes Park.
We hope you enjoy the last round of the season before finals kicks off. It's been a weird year, but they've done it well, the Waffle. And we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Monday Waffle.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.